taking on Trump. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden pulling no punches one day before the third anniversary of the Capitol riot. Speaking near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, he said that day we nearly lost America. And he said the presidential race, or a likely rematch with Trump, is all about whether American democracy will survive.
The choice is clear. Donald Trump's campaign is about him, not America, not you. Donald Trump's campaign is obsessed with the past, not the future.
Before he spoke, the president toured Valley Forge, where George Washington spent a brutal winter with the Continental Army during the Revolutionary War. Trump, campaigning in Iowa, shot back at the president, calling the speech pathetic and accusing him of fear-mongering.
They've weaponized government. He's saying, I'm a threat to democracy.
Trump again said, when he made comments about being a dictator if elected, that he was being sarcastic. The Supreme Court will decide whether Trump can be kept off the presidential ballot in Colorado because of his efforts to overturn the election laws, which resulted in the Capitol riot. The state of Idaho is going to be allowed to enforce its strict abortion ban, even in cases of medical emergencies, while a legal fight continues.
The U.S. Supreme Court's put on hold a ruling from a lower court that blocked Idaho's abortion ban in cases of emergencies. The lower court ruling was based on a lawsuit filed by the Biden administration. That lawsuit highlighted a federal law that says hospitals getting Medicare funds are required to provide emergency care, potentially including abortion, despite state laws against the procedure. Idaho's law says anyone who performs an abortion could go to prison for up to 5 years. The Supreme Court said they'll hear arguments about the case in April.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The nation's top law enforcement official says the numbers of violent crimes are on the decline nationwide.
Touting a 6% drop in homicides nationwide since 2021, Attorney General Merrick Garland says more still needs to be done.
This is not a time to relax our efforts. We have so much more to do.
2021 was the year the Department of Justice launched a violent crime reduction strategy, which includes bringing new technology to local police departments to help with investigations. While some cities across the country have seen a drop in violent crime, the same can't be said for the nation's capital. When asked by Fox News if he has a plan to fight crime in Washington, the attorney general said he would make an announcement on that very soon. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The CDC says the flu season in the U.S. is getting worse, with 38 states reporting high or very high levels for respiratory illnesses. That's up from 31 states the week before, but it says it's too soon to tell how much holiday gatherings contributed to a likely spike in illnesses. Officials say flu seems to be increasing most dramatically and will for another few weeks. So far, the CDC says it has been a moderate flu season. The data released today is for the week after Christmas. An early tournament exit for a tennis legend.
Less than a week since he said there's a high percentage he will retire at the end of the 2024 tennis season, 37-year-old, 22-time Grand Slam singles champion Rafael Nadal suffered his first defeat in three matches since his near-year-long absence from tennis because of a hip injury. Playing in the quarterfinals of the Brisbane International, a tune-up down under for the Australian Open that begins January 14th, Nadal had multiple chances to defeat 55th-ranked Jordan Thompson. Three times Nadal had match point, but was unable to close the deal. Thompson won it in three sets, 5-7, 7-6, 6-3. Nadal took a medical timeout in the final set and briefly left the court to get treatment, reportedly on his upper leg.
Fox's Jared Max. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.